it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. I just checked the drought map for Missouri, and central and southern portions of the state are now reporting moderate, even severe drought conditions. It's worse than it was just a week earlier when I looked at that. And Illinois also experiencing dry and drought conditions in the southern two-thirds of the state. Let's pull in AccuWeather's Heather Zehr now to talk about this. Heather, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, my pleasure, Megan.
So why are we seeing such a prolonged dry spell?
Really, the biggest thing that has been working against us has been the fact that we've had a large high pressure area kind of parked over the middle of the country for an extended period. It's been cool and a little bit on the wetter side on the West Coast, on the East Coast, and here in between, we really have stayed for the most part just dry because moisture from the Gulf of America has been cut off. And so we just have not been able to get the rainfall that we would typically still see this time of year.
Where do we stand historically as far as rainfall this time of year?
If you just look at the month of September, the first 2 weeks here that we've gone through now, we are at only 11% of the historical average rainfall that we would usually get, which stands at just under an inch and a half. If you go back to the 1st of August, it's not quite that dire. You are at about 34%, so about a third of the usual rainfall. So unfortunately, that's been getting worse since the beginning of August.
Talk about the hazards when we do see these kinds of conditions.
The biggest thing, of course, is going to be that as the fuels begin to dry out, it gets very easy to be able to trigger fires. Now, fortunately, one thing that has gone along with this drought and the reasons for it has been that we haven't had a lot of wind to worry about. So if anything were to start, it would be easier to deal with in that regard. But that is still a risk. You, of course, also have a tendency toward being able to get hotter. You just don't have much moisture in the atmosphere to be able to help kind of keep those temperatures under control. That certainly has contributed to the extreme heat that we have been having and are still looking at highs in the 90s, even here for much of this week. And kind of one additional hazard is going to be the fact that your water levels start to drop. And that is not just in terms of what's available for our daily drinking and daily usage, but on the Mississippi as well for barge traffic.
I think the big question that everyone wants to know right now, Heather, and you've probably gotten this a lot, when will we get some moisture here?
And it really doesn't look like I can promise much in the way of any kind of true change to the weather pattern, really, even for the rest of this month. As I mentioned, we're halfway through the month here. These next 2 weeks don't really look like they're going to provide a lot of meaningful opportunities for rain. We do have a possibility to pick up a thunderstorm or two on Friday, and I think there'll be another additional smaller chances coming up, but nothing that's going to signify any strong change to the weather pattern that'll get us regular rainfall.
I'm sure we'll be checking back in. Heather, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're very welcome.
That is AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr joining us this morning here on KMOX.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.